Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We've already seen Baruch Hashem Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and now we would like to continue. And we saw that the Neid Echod is Naaman even against the Cheskas Isser, as long as we know there was a Hishtanus. And Neid Echod is not believed against the Cheskas Isser when we don't know where there was a Hishtanus, there was a change. But if there was, we know there was Ishtanis, then an Eid Echad is believed. And based on that, we saw it in the flows Mitaras Hashem. And again, this is based on a shear of Moreno of Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva, Gon Ruchem Shmuel Lev Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. And with this Yisod, he goes weiter and he explains more. That according to that Yisod, that an Eid Echad is believed against Cheskas Isser when we know there was a Ishtanis, or anyway we know there was a change, and he's believed to say what the change was, it'd be a huge nafkamin in the case of Tarati L'Reyes. So if you have a mikvah that was measured and found to be chaser, needed to be, it says that all the tyrus that were put in this mikvah are tamei l'mafreya, because we're mamid the tamei al chizkasa. And even though you can say, hey, why don't we be mamid the mikvah al chizkasa, we say, no, but the mikvah's chaser l'fanecha, the mikvah's lacking in front of us, so therefore you have a Tarati L'Reyes. You have two strikes against you, and since you have two strikes against you, the only way to go is to say that it is Tameh. But an Eid Echad would be believed to say that the mikvah was Shalem. Why? Because there was a Vada Hishtanis there. Either the person became Tahar, the thing you put in the mikvah became Tahar, or the mikvah became Chaser. So you know there was a Hishtanis. The Shalos, in what was the Hishtanis? In the Tumah or in the mikvah? So since you know there was a Hishtanis, the Eid Echad is believed to say that the Hishtanis was Taka in the person and not in the mikvah, and then the person is Tahor. So that's based on our Yisod, that an Eid Echad is believed against the Cheskas Isser, where we know there was a Hishtanis. Not that we don't believe in Eid Echad, because we were Machria one way, if there was a Chazak, and an Eid Echad can't go against the Hachra, but rather it's because an Eid Echad cannot be Mishana, can't change what was Muchsak. But here, anyway, we know there was a Shinui, so an Eid Echad is believed to say what was Mishtana. In the sugya and beizam and beiz, the Gemara says, "Emer damrin and erech anem and bisurim kon safik chaticha safik chelav safik shuman." So the Pnei Yeshua says this works out great according to Rashi and Tosis, that if it's 50-50 and there's a safik shakul, it's asur min haTorah, and therefore you need an erecha to say that it's shuman. But what about the Rambam, who holds that midrabanan midaraisa you can be mekel? So why did they hear you need the Eid Echad to say that chaticha safik chelav safik shuman is shuma? You should need the Eid Echad b'chlal. Why shouldn't you need the Eid Echad? Because we know it's shuman, because sveikas lekula lefi the Rambam. So ayin sham b'pnei Yoshua, he says ein achinami. The Gemara is only talking about a derabbanan level, but based on what we said, we have an afkamina why you need the Eid Echad. You're right, generally you wouldn't need an Eid Echad because Sveik is Mutter Men HaTorah. But let's say you have a case of Machazik and Mi'isr Le'isr, when it already had one Isr, and you know there was a change, and now the Sufik is there this new Isr, so an Eid Echad is believed to say no, there's no more Nucheskas Isr like we saw in the previous shir, or Tarati L'Reisa. Because without the aid, it's Aser, B'taris V'adai, if you hold Machazik and Mi'isr Le'isr and Tarati L'Reisa, without the aid, it's Aser, and then the aid can come along and say that it is permitted, it is tahor. So this is not included in his chazik isura as far as an eid echad is concerned. Another nafkamina would be what we spoke about in the previous shir, din biyadu lemafrei lefi svaras haran v'amarik, that the reason that it's effective is because it's considered that the person eid echad is believed is considered lowest chazik, and So here, without the Eid Echad, it would be Asur Min HaTorah. It would be Asur Min HaTorah because it has a Cheskas Isser, and it's only that the Biyado is effective to be Mikareya, the Koch of Chazakah, and since the biyado is mikareya, the koach of the chazaka, the eid echad is believed because it's considered eid echad shelo b'makom mischazik. So you're right, enechinami, we're machriya that if you have a certain chazaka, even if it's biyado, or machriya that it's asir b'taras vaday. But the yado is effective because it's the etzem chazaka that prevents the ne'amanus and not the hachra. And therefore, the biyado is megarea the chazaka, and the eid echad is believed. So if not for the eid echad, then we're machriya vadai le'iser. Unless you have an eid echad. Once you have an eid echad, then since it's biyado, which is megarea the koch of the chazaka, so now the eid echad is going to be believed, otherwise it would be aser, as we discussed this in the previous shir a little bit. So again, you see this yisod, that in certain instances, an eid echad is believed against the chazaka, even if it's biyado, either if it's biyado, or if it's a tarati l'reisa, or if it's machzik miser l'iser. In those cases, in the latter two cases, you know there was a ishtanus, and the biyado also, it weakens the chazaka, so it turns out that an eid echad is not totally going against the chazaka, because you know there's an eid echad is not believed to say that things didn't change. When we know something didn't change, an eid echad is not believed to say things changed. But an eid echad is believed when anyway you know things changed, or anyway it was biyado, which is megareh the chazaka, then an eid echad is believed. Gevaldik. The shmeitza in Shmaitza Vav, Perek Chav Gimel, discusses Sofek Tuma Birshus Harabim. Umedaber a Sofek Tuma Birshut Hayachid. He talks about, let's say you have a Sofek Tuma, a doubtful Tuma, in Rishus Hayachid. What's the din? Everybody knows the din. The din is that tummy. We learn from Isha Sota that a Safek Tuma Birshus HaYochid is the tummy misafek. That we know. So what's the shaila? The shaila is if you have an eid echod who says not like that. Is an eid echod believed against this safek tuma versus hayochid? That's the shaila of the Shmaitza, because we can say that since Eid Echad is not believed in Mokum Mischazik Isura, so it emerges that Chazaka is stronger than an Eid Echad, and Chazaka doesn't help us in Safik Tumah Birshus Hayachid. So if a Cheskes Taira doesn't help us Safik Tumah Birshus Hayachid, and we know that a chazaka is stronger than an eid echad, because an eid echad is not believed against the chazaka. So kol shikain, that an eid echad isn't going to be believed about safek tumah rishus hayachid. A chazaka is not believed. We don't rely on a chazaka of safek tumah rishus hayachid. And a chazaka is stronger than an eid echad. So certainly, avada and avada, an eid echad isn't believed about a safek tumah birishus hayachid. That's the safek of the Shmaitza. And he brings a raya. He brings a raya from a Mishnah in Tyrus. What's the raya? I want to keep this a secret. Umevi raya she'ed echad ne'aman letaher safek tuma birshut hayachid. He is believed. Why? Because it says there like this: if you have two eidim that are makrish each other, one eid says that something was tameh, and the other eid says that it wasn't tameh, lo nitma. Eid echad omer nitma, ve'eid echad omer lo nitma. Or, there are two kitei eidim, two groups. Shnayim omrim nitma, v'shnayim omrim lo nitma. Two groups say it became tame, and two groups say it didn't, and two people say it became tame, and two people say it didn't become tame. It's a suffix. And therefore, in Rishi Sayach, it's sveiko tame, and Rishi Sarabim, sveiko tor. And the Shmaitzi says that there in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case that there was already a suffix tuma lefaneinu, even without the aidus of these people. And we're not talking about that the suffix came about because of the hakhosha of the aidim. Because if we say that the suffix came about because of the hakhosha of the aidim, but without their aidus, we would not have a suffix tuma at all. If so, be'edim ha'machishim zed zeh, eidachad omer tuma, ve'edachad omer tar, why is it bechlal? Why do we say sveiko tame? Since without their edus it was becheskas tara, so the aid that's made that was nitma is not neman, because aid echod, I'm sorry, but is not believed against the chazaka. So there's no suffik tum at all. And if you hold that an aid echod is believed against the chazaka, nevertheless, if the aidim come and testify at the same time, why do we say sveiko tame? Aid echad behakhosha lav klumhu ve'eduso kemandalesa. If you have an aid echad behakhosha, an aid echad was contradicted, then his edus is like it isn't. There's no suffix tum at all. So in the Mishnah, it's mashma, they were talking about b'chol inyan, where they came with asachas, where they came with zecharze. But how could it be? If we're talking about where there was no suffix before, then eid echad bak chosha lav klum, or eid echad eino nema neged achazaka. So why bechlal are we metami this? So why do we say that it's a suffix? We should just say it's tar. So it must be we're talking about there was already a suffix without the aidus of these people. Just that those people coming to be mevar the suffix, these say tame, these say tar. So you see from this mishnah umash medafka mishum shomer eid nitma. It's mashma that dafka because the eid echad said nitma, and therefore b'rishus hayochid sveiko tame. But lule also eid hameid shen nitma. But if not for that eid, then we would say that it's tahor, even though he's made on suffik tuma b'rishus hayochid. So we have a suffik tuma b'rishus hayochid, and it's only because there's another eid who comes along and says that it's suffik, it's tame that we go with the suffik, that we say it's suffik tame. But if not for him, we would say it's tahor. So you see that an eid echad is neman to be made on suffik tuma versus hayochid and to be metahir. That's a beautiful raya. The Amudei Or in Simon Sarivavos Yudalid, he discusses where you have a case of Kinui Vistira Bifnei Shnayim. There was Kinui Bifnei Shnayim that he said, don't seclude yourself with Ploni. There was Stira Bifnei Shnayim. She secluded herself in front of two people. And then comes one aid and is made that she wasn't nitma, that she's cool. Is this aid believed mitzad davar sheva erba velo ischazik? Is he believed because it is a davar sheva erba, but there's no chazaka? I ain't sham in the Amudei Or, then maybe the aid is believed. And we see that the Amudei Or learns that even though when by Ishisota we have a din of Safi Kivade Ade Kinu Vistira, still an aid echot could be made Shalom Nitmea. Does it sound that we're going to believe the Eid Echad? So we believe the Eid Echad to say that a Safek Tumah Bereshus HaYachid is Tahar, and we believe in Eid Echad to say that by Anisha Sota, even though Safek is Kevada, and here it's a Safek because there was Kinu Vistira, by with two Eidim, nevertheless, an Eid Echad is Naman. Why is that? How do we explain this? So the answer is that what do we say? What was the first case? We said that an Eid Echad is not a chazaka is stronger than an Eid Echad, right? Chazaka is a difa me Eid Echad. Beseder. And if chazaka is a difa me Eid Echad, and Safik Tumi Brishus HaYochid is stronger than a chazaka, stronger than its cheskas taira, so it's certainly stronger than an Eid Echad. But we see from this Mishnah that we brought in Tyrus that it's not. Perakei Mishnah Tes. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That Eid Echad is not believed in Makom Mischazik, it's not because the din was Mukhra B'Toras V'Adai. It's not because the din was decided in a definitive way, and therefore we don't believe the Eid Echad, but rather, because an Eid Echad is not Nama to be made on a Shinui. And if so, even though we hold that Safik Tome Birshus HaYochid, Sveiko is Kivadai. Even though Safik Tome Birshus HaYochid, Sveiko is Kivadai. And Eid Echad is still believed. Why? Because Eid Echad is not believed. An Eid Echad is believed against the Chazaka. An Eid Echad is not believed against the Shinui. But if there is a Shinui, in a place where there's a Vadei Shinui, then an Eid Echad is believed against the Chazaka. So in this case, the Eid Echad is not being made on any Shinui. He's not saying there was a Shinui. We have the Safek Tumah Bereshus HaYachid. And we want to know, did it become Tameh or did it not become Tameh? Why do we believe the Eid Echad? Why do we believe the Eid Echad? If the Cheskas Tara didn't help, that earlier on it had a Cheskas Tara, then why should we believe in Eid Echad? Chazak is stronger than an Eid Echad. Because an Eid Echad can't be made against the Chazakah. So, if the Chazakah doesn't help us, then how can the Eid Echad be made? Then how can the Eid Echad help us? So the answer is that an Eid Echad is not believed against the Chazaka because he's not Naman to say that something changed. But here he's not saying anything changed. He's just saying that it was Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid. He said nothing changed. It didn't become Tumah. So therefore he's believed, even though the Cheskas Tara that it had doesn't help us. But an Eid Echad does. The Eid Echad is not believed against the Chazaka when he's saying something changed, but here he's not saying anything changed, so he's believed. And the same thing, Kinu B'Stira B'Fnei Shnayim, and Eid Echad said Shelo Nitma, he's Neman. Why? Because he's not saying anything changed. So even if you hold Safek Kivadai that she was Nevelas, it doesn't matter because he's not saying anything changed. And therefore the Eid Echad is believed. There's another Mahalach you can go on to explain to answer up the Sheif Shmaitza, who says a Kal V'Chomer, that if a Chazaka doesn't help Mishus Hayachad, Kol Shekein Eid Echad, because Eid Echad is it would seem, is less than a Chazaka. So then how do we believe in Eid Echad to say that in Safek Yachatam Mishus Hayachad is Tahor? So we could say as follows, that really a Chazaka is stronger than an Eid Echad, but nevertheless, Mishus Hayachad, a Chazaka doesn't help, and an Eid Echad does. Why? Because why does Safek Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, why does a Chazaka not help us? So it's not because the Safek Tumah is Kivadai and a Chazaka was only said by Makom Safek, like the Onig Yontiv writes in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, but rather because besides the Din Vadai, the Torah was Mechadesh, that a Mishus HaYachid, there's a Din Safek. And a Chazaka only helps to say that there's no Safek here. But if there's a din safek, then in numerous places we see that where there's a din safek, the chazakah is not misalik the safek. The Torah was mechadesh that birshus hayachid there's a din safek, and the chazakah in certain instances, like here, is not the machuya the safek, does not remove the safek, like we find. For example, if you have a sfek of trey utrey, according to one shita, like the Meiri and Yevam Islam at Aleph Amad Aleph, you have shnei kitei edim contradicting each other, so there her chazaka doesn't help. Why not? Because in certain instances, when you have a sfek, a chazaka is not machriya, and so to sfek tumah b'rishus hayachid. The Torah gave it a din safek. So it's like if two Edom give it, it's not our safek. It's the Torah giving it a din safek. Just like if two, it's two against two, and they give it a din safek, so too when the Torah gives it a din safek, a chazak is not strong enough to be machriya against this Torah dika safek. Masha'en kain, when it comes to Ne'amanus Eid Echad, an Eid Echad can be even when there's a chalos safek, an Eid Echad can be mevar and machriya the safek. He's not believed to change a chazakah, but he's believed to be mevar a suffix. So if you hold that Eid Echad, that Safek Timrish Seyachad, the problem is that it's a suffix, and a chazak is not misalik the suffix, that the Torah says it's a suffix, and the chazak doesn't have the power to be machriya. But an Eid Echad does. An Eid Echad doesn't have the power to change a chazak, but he has the power to be machriya suffix. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this topic, sweet friends. The Eid Echad against the chazak, and I hope that we get to it, Amir Hashem, and we should see continuing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, Svi Yisrael.